Sprint Cars, Super Late Models, Thunder Cars, Modifieds, World of Outlaws, ARCA, NASCAR Sprint Cars, NASCAR Nationwide, NASCAR Camping World Trucks, the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. It's all here, and it's all racing. Welcome to Race Time Radio, presented by Shell Rotella. Heavy duty diesel engine oil. Covering dirt to asphalt. On racing's famed short tracks. All the way to the high banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig, dig, dig.
And now, here's your host, live from the Race Time Radio studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Now, I could only wish that this was the Racetime Radio studio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio. We come to you live today from Daytona International Speedway. Man, you better be ready. The trucks hit the racetrack tonight. It is the Nextra 250 here at Daytona. First time for the Camping World Truck Series to hit the track this year. It's going to be a dynamite race. Of course, the Nationwide race comes up tomorrow. It is the Drive for COPD 300, and it will go live tomorrow here at Daytona International Speedway, followed by the Daytona 500 this coming Sunday. We're in for a great, great weekend of racing, and we're going to get you ready for what you're going to see tonight on speed. It is the Camping World Truck Series Round 1 here at Daytona. Man, we got a busy schedule here today. I have a great guest here with me. You know this gentleman from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series and some of the different NASCAR racing that he has done. We have J.R. Fitzpatrick, driver of the number 60 for Equipment Express in the Camping World Truck Series. And how you doing today, J.R.?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm just it's kind of a hurry-up-and-wait game. You know, we're just sitting there watching the Nationwide guys qualify here, and I'm just getting antsy. I want to get at it.
Yeah, it won't be long, and you'll be in behind the wheel of your truck looking at some of the practice times and looking at the different methods of getting out and testing and tuning that truck. You're doing a pretty good job so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole 60 Turn 1 racing bunch has been working extremely hard. You know, we got a truck here that's, I think, more than well and capable of finishing top five for sure. You know, in practice, it hasn't showed as good as what it actually is. I kind of was looking for a little bit more help than what I kind of got in practice, but I think people know how good we are because, you know, I pushed a few people through the pack pretty quick, and we got to the front of the pack, and we messed around and flirted with the air a little bit, and the truck feels really good. So, I mean, I'm excited. You know, I don't think we're going to qualify that well. I think we're going to be anywhere 14th to 23rd, 24th mm-hmm. area, but once that green starts, man, this truck race is going to be wild and crazy, and I hope people are going to watch because I'm just going to hang back and watch it myself.
And you're going to have a front row seat like normal. You have had a good finisher at Daytona before. Last year you had a difficult run with your Nationwide car, had engine trouble, but we go back a little bit further than that. You've got a fourth place finish here at the World Center for Racing.
Yeah, I mean, this place is awesome. You know, when I first came here, it just blew my mind. You know, I've never been on a tour or anything here, so when I first walked in, it's like, man, I got to go around this place. I already feel lost. You know, it's really big, it's really fast, full of excitement. You know, they got a lot of cool stuff going on in the infield. You know, if anybody hasn't had the chance to come here, I highly suggest it for next year. You know, but that race in 2009, you know, we got a good run. We were one of the quicker trucks all night, and it just proved, you know, we were about the same as where we qualified or where I think we're going to qualify, and how we practice and everything is. But I'm very confident. The truck feels very good in the draft. Is this if it gets down to the two truck tandem, what I don't think is going to happen. NASCAR has done a good job at restricting that from happening. So I'm excited. We're just going to hang back and watch all the action.
JR, the announcement just came out like 10 days ago that you're going to be in behind the wheel of the number 60 truck. You've got a busy schedule all planned for 2012. This kicks it off. But you've also got the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been working really hard. We increased our program a lot in the NASCAR Canada side. You know, that's like my home. That's where I grew up. And the series has grown incredibly amount in the last, you know, 4 years. So we definitely want to stay there. And I still feel like I have something to prove. You know, like I've been in the hunt for the championship the last little while. But last year, you know, I wasn't really on my best behavior. I wasn't really, you know, trying to go for a championship because my mindset wasn't in the right place. But you know, I hired Donnie Thompson back, and we got my mind set in the right spot, you know, and we're going for a championship there, and we're going to try and learn everything we can on the Canton World truck side and get some top 10 runs. And I don't think I've ever been more physically or mentally prepared for race season than I am for this year, and it's, go figure, it's going to be one of the busiest ones.
Well, you do look pretty good sitting here today at Daytona International Speedway. JR, preparation for the biggest racetrack, the biggest race of your career so far. How do you prepare for that, and what gets you to this stage?
I mean, you know, I've been, first off, I had to get myself in better shape, you know, because last year I kind of leaned away from that because, you know, just from everything that was going on at the shop, you know, we had a lot of pressure put on us when we lost, you know, Donnie, you know, because he was a big part of my program. Mm-hmm. So getting myself in better shape was a big thing, and, you know, I feel like I'm doing a good job of that so far. And then just mentally, I mean, the draft is so crazy. It's so fast, and it's like a big chess game, so you really got to be smart and think it through. And just from watching videos, the shootout, the duels, everything, watching them cup boys, it really teaches you a lot. And every time you go out, you learn something new about the draft, you know. So I'm looking forward to getting out in the race and learning more, and hopefully the more I learn, the more I can move up.
And you're going to move up great. You roll off 25th for qualifying. It does take place. Fans, you can tune into Speed Channel and watch JR qualify as well as everyone else. JR, you look at the trucks that have gone out there, and there are some real fast trucks. Put them by themselves, and they're equal to what you're putting down for times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's so equal. You know, NASCAR has done a great job at policing the rules and everything. The trucks all seem pretty equal. And then just in the draft, you know, you could be good by yourself, not good in draft. You could be good in the draft, not good by yourself. And I feel that we're not the greatest by ourselves, so I don't really expect much, neither does the team, for qualifying. But I think once we get in the race, I think the truck's going to be awesome. So a lot of new guys, but a lot of, you know, guys have been around a long time. You know, Jason Leffler, Mike Skinner, Todd Bodine, Ron Hornaday, all them guys. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of experience, and I'm just going to tag along.
You and Ty Dillon, of course, just two of the guys that will be going for rookie status this year in the Camping World Truck. Well, you're not.
I'm not eligible. Oh, I went one race over the rookie status. So
well, look at that.
Unfortunately, I can't get my extra set of tires for every race.
Oh, that's a tough one. Now, for fans to keep up with you, I know you're on Twitter, JR. I have a blast reading your tweets all the time. How do fans do that?
You know, I have Twitter and Facebook. Facebook's just JR Fitzpatrick, and then for Twitter, it's JR underscore Fitzpatrick as well. You know, I like to have fun. You know, what you see in my tweets and Facebook's the real me. I don't cover anything up. Just like to have fun.
Well, good luck today in qualifying in that Camping World Truck, the number 60 Equipment Express, with Stacy Compton. Let's touch on him for just 1 second before I cut you loose. What a guy.
Yeah, great guy. I mean, not only is he going to be my spotter, but he's going to be my driving coach as well. And every time I went to tracks, you know, with Kevin Harvick or TRG, you know, Kevin has a very big, busy schedule. So it's not all the time I had somebody to coach me at new places. So having Stacy is going to be a big asset for me. And he's a great car owner. You know, he's calm, cool, and has a good head on his shoulders, and he just wants to move the program forward. And it's a pleasure to drive for him.
JR finished fourth here at Daytona in a Camping World Truck Series race. Let's see where he finishes tonight on Speed. JR, good luck in the race. Go out and have a good, safe show. And I know fans across Canada and the U.S. are pulling for you. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's JR Fitzpatrick. You can catch him tonight. He's going to go leave the fan zone now. He's heading over to the Camping World Truck Series garage, and he will be getting ready to go qualify at 4 p.m. tonight. You can see the excitement in him. Now, talking about J.R. Fitzpatrick and talking about different racers and the dream of racing here at Daytona International Speedway, it all starts when you start your racing career out, of course. And it doesn't matter whether you race a four-cylinder, a street stock, a late model, a modified. The dream that each one of the racers carries through is to make their way to Daytona International Speedway and be one of these guys that's in the garage areas here, whether it's in the Camping World Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, or the Sprint Cup Garage. That is the goal for so many racers. And the best way to do that, you can't just go from your local short track and say, okay, now I'm going to go drive a Camping World truck. It's not going to happen. You need to follow the right procedures, and you really want to be prepared when you get an opportunity to race here at Daytona. The best way to do that is with the NASCAR Weekly Series, get involved at your local racetrack, and get into the NASCAR Weekly Series. You can move from there into the NASCAR Touring type divisions. There's all kinds of them. There's whether you're in Canada, in Mexico, or here in the United States, there's multi ways of getting involved with NASCAR. You follow your dream with that, and you can one day make it here to the World Center of Racing and try it for yourself. You may be the next Dale Earnhardt Jr. We just don't know it yet. But to talk more about how to get involved and how to be involved with NASCAR and searching the proper route to get to where we are here today, we are fortunate enough to be joined by George Silberman, and he is the director of the NASCAR Weekly and the NASCAR Touring Divisions. George, good afternoon, and thank you so much for coming out here.
Yeah. Great to be here.
What a beautiful day here at Daytona International Speedway.
It is. I think we're all ready to go racing. Probably your fans on the radio can hear nationwide cars on the track right now. I'm really looking forward coming up here at 4 o'clock to Camping World Truck Qualifying. A couple of Canadians in the field I have my eye on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Derek White, of course, also in the field from Ganawaki, Quebec. He was the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series Rookie of the Year in 2010, I believe. Is it 2010 or 11? See, my hair's getting gray.
Yeah,
my mind's starting
to fade. If I'm not mistaken, it was 2010.
Yeah.
But to the point you were bringing up, we're very fortunate at NASCAR, unlike just about any other sport, in that we have the full infrastructure, literally from grassroots, weekly racing, as you were talking about with our NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series, at roughly 55 short tracks throughout the U.S. and Canada, right up to the pinnacle of the sport with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. But you alluded to Touring Series, and you know, for drivers that have the desire, the talent, the financial wherewithal, or what have you, that want to take that next step, we have great regional tours, starting with our NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. You know, you had a representative on the air here just a moment ago. Look where he is today, and who knows where he'll be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look globally, you know, we have four regional tours in the United States. We have a tour in Mexico. We recently just announced a new tour in Europe as well. So
yeah.
No matter where you live in the racing world, you have an avenue that could lead you to the Sprint Cup Championship someday.
You know, there's big announcements every year here at Daytona International Speedway and Speed Weeks. It's the hotbed, the beginning of a brand new season each and every year here. And again this year, you guys have really outdone yourselves now and come out with the announcement just the other day that short track racing is going to take place here at Daytona International Speedway. I got to tell you, George, I was ecstatic when I heard this news.
Well, and it's, I can't tell you how excited I am as well. And my email and my phones have just been lighting up, and so has everyone's in NASCAR. We were fortunate enough to announce last week the UNOH Battle at the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is we are literally going to create a short track here at Daytona International Speedway. It's going to be approximately 0.4 mile. It's going to be on the super stretch in the back, right in the speedway itself. And we are going to be hosting a non-championship special event for our NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series, one for our NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour, and one for the grassroots cars you were referring to, our NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series weekly late models. And none of these races is going to be a championship race. The K&N race, for example, is not going to be an east. It's not going to be a west.
Mm-hmm.
It's come on down. But what's neat is we've also, to recognize that there are great racers all over the place, we've created what we call protected starting spots. So, for example, if you win a K&N race this year, whether it's east or west, you have a protected starting spot at Daytona in 2013.
Right.
Likewise, our NASCAR Canadian Tire Series champion also has a protected starting spot in whichever one of the three races he or she would choose to participate in next year.
Fantastic.
And even at the weekly level, the top 10 in the final North American point standings will have protected starting positions in their late model race as well. So it's really a neat deal. We're really glad to be able to do it. And so just as we were talking about having that full infrastructure the full infrastructure of NASCAR will be represented in Speed Weeks 2013.
It's going to be amazing. I know from being at the short tracks this week and hearing from good representation out at New Smyrna Speedway, in hearing the different competitors and actually talking to them about this particular announcement, they're excited. The excitement's there, and you've even got teams that are looking at competing in the NASCAR Tour or NASCAR Weekly stuff so that they can be a part of that race that's going to happen here. And I know it's early on right now. The announcement was just done. I can well imagine you guys are going to be tweaking things and throwing different scenarios at it as we move forward throughout the course of 2012.
Yep, you're right. In fact, that process already began after the Bud Shootout on Saturday night. A lot of folks from the Sprint Cup level, a lot of our officials, the David Hoots of the world, the Brett Bodines of the world, were out there with some pace cars doing some what they said was determining the lights patterns and stuff like that. But I saw the brakes on those pace cars afterwards, and everybody's very jazzed up about it within our organization and within the sport in general.
George, it'll be safe to say, and maybe it's too premature, but will it be just a flat track?
Well, that was one of our concerns initially, and what they learned Saturday night is, and you almost have to look at a Google map of the track to kind of understand the area we're talking about. But when the track was resurfaced 2 years ago, it really opened this opportunity. Coming off Speedway 2, as you head down the back stretch,
right. There's
a vast expanse of asphalt, and that's where we're going to create the track.
Right.
So if you envision where turns 1 and 2 will be, which is on the turn 2 side, we originally thought it would be flat. What they learned on Saturday night is, no, there's still some banking where you come off the high banks.
Off the high banks.
So literally, for our short track racers, when you will go through turn 1 and 2 on the short track, you'll literally be going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, the original plan called for something like a New Hampshire type of almost a paperclip. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they learned Saturday is, now we can tweak the corners, and they think they can get two grooves all the way around the track. So I think for the racers, and certainly for the fans attending, it's going to be a real exciting couple of nights of short track racing.
Amazing. I know fans are going to be buzzing about this, and definitely competitors are going to have this circled on their calendar and wondering how they can get involved. Fans, if you're just tuning in right now, welcome. We are live at Daytona International Speedway. We're with NASCAR Director of Touring and Weekly, George Silberman, and we're talking about the announcement that just took place a few days ago, where in 2013, short track racing is also going to be at Daytona International Speedway. The excitement at the short track level, I can tell you, is phenomenal. A lot of race teams talking about it, a lot of fans super excited about it, and it's truly a great thing. George, for young drivers that participate in the weekly touring series, it's not necessarily all asphalt racing. You do sanction some dirt tracks, or it's not out of the question to sanction some dirt tracks.
Oh, you're right. Some of our current Cup stars came from short tracks that were either clay or dirt or what have you. No, even in our NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series, our short track program, we have a mixture of both asphalt and dirt tracks. And so if you're asking what the future might hold, I got to be honest with you. Jim France built a short dirt track just outside Turn 2 here, just for motorcycles. It's not really suitable for cars yet. But as we were putting together the UNOH Battle at the Beach, I kind of had my eye on that. And who knows what the future may hold. You know, we're starting with three races for 2013 as a part of Speed Weeks. We want to make sure that when fans come here, they're not just seeing the current stars of NASCAR, but they're seeing the future stars of NASCAR as well. But in talking to Joey Chitwood, the president of Daytona International Speedway, we both agree these are our first steps, but who knows where it might lead to in the future. And at some point, could be racing on asphalt and dirt here.
Yeah, I can see the day coming. Funny we talk about this right now. I spoke with T-Mac, World of Outlaw driver Tim McCready. And Tim, we were talking, and it was before Speed Weeks began. It was a preview on dirt. And I said to T-Mac, are you excited to get to Daytona and to Volusia County Speedway and get things underway? And he said, Joe, the only thing that I wish is that the track was closer to Daytona International Speedway, because it's hard to race and keep your eye on everything that's going on here, too. He said, you always feel like you're missing something, even though you're doing what you have to do in a day. And it's true. Even here, as we speak, qualifying's on the racetrack. You've got stuff happening in the fan zone, up on the fan deck. And there is stuff happening here all day long and all week long.
And that's kind of the beauty of what we're talking about for 2013, because there really were 2 days where there were kind of a lull, which is the Monday and Tuesday after the Bud Shootout. And those are the two nights exactly we're talking about, filling up with the best of short track racing, not only from the United States, but from Canada and from other parts of the world as well.
So everybody gets involved, and that's so cool. George, we hear Mike Helton, we hear the state of NASCAR when he describes the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. What's the state of short track? How are things looking for 2012 from the weekly perspective and from the tour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I mentioned the Bud Shootout the past weekend here at Daytona. One of the things we do every year is invite all of our short track operators from the U.S. and Canada to come down. We have business meetings. We do a big hospitality for them during the Bud Shootout itself. A couple of days, really productive days, but also fun days, and kind of a season launch. But it's also a chance to have candid conversations. And I would tell you, I guess the best way to describe it is guarded optimism. Obviously, both in Canada and the United States, the economy's been a big factor in short track racing for the last couple of years, and I don't think we're really out of the woods yet. But there's a sense that the tide is starting to turn. You know, you talk to short track operators, and it's no different than talking to racers. Racers want to find a way to go racing. Short track operators want to find a way to host races. So, you know, with our fingers crossed, I think there's real optimism looking forward. You know, specifically in Canada, we have our NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Some exciting things going there. We're trying something a little different this year. We're going to open the series on a road course.
Yes.
On a newly renamed road course. And I have a deal going with Landon French up at Canadian Tire. You know, it's a dollar in the jar every time we mispronounce it. But, you know, now it's known as Canadian Tire Motorsports Park.
Very
I
good.
I hope I said that right.
You're good, because it would have cost me a buck if I had to do it. I would have said Canadian Tire. Anyway, continue. Sorry. Yeah, I would have been putting the buck in the jar, guaranteed.
So that's really neat. And, you know, we've got Edmonton back on the calendar, which is a great return there. But really, I think the important stories are going to be in the cockpits themselves. You know, you've got Andrew Ranger coming back for a full season. I ran into Dave, his car owner, actually over in the Nationwide garage on the way over here. And he was just so excited about being able to do that. Yeah, you know, as well as having Andrew in a couple of Nationwide rides and things like that. So that's pretty cool. You got Scott Steckley coming off two championships, wanting to make it three now. DJ Kennington hooked back up with Castrol. You know, they've extended that. So you've got the three champions under the NASCAR banner there. You got folks like JR, who you were just speaking to. So it's got all the makings for a really exciting year this year in that series.
Just seen Dexter Stacy up here just yesterday. I seen him and his dad out at the short track last night. They are geared up. They can't wait to get going. Spoke with Derek White over in the truck garage. He's getting geared up. It is really, truly going to be an amazing season north of the border. I can expect that it's going to be wild south of the border as well in Mexico. This is pretty exciting stuff. How is the NASCAR weekly program in Mexico? Is there a weekly, or is it just a tour down there?
No, there isn't. In fact, if you look in the stock car racing universe, really what's happening in Mexico is kind of new. There's a long-standing motorsports culture in Mexico, but a lot of it was attuned to open wheel racing or sports cars or things like that. It really was when we brought, at that time, called the Busch Series, now our Nationwide Series, to Mexico City, that it opened a door. And for us, that wasn't just the idea of bringing a race. It was a strategic idea of developing stock car racing. And now, with our newly named NASCAR Toyota Series,
yes.
Toyota just came on board as the series sponsor for the series in Mexico. They're up to 14 races in all the major metropolitan areas of Mexico. Really exciting racing, good close competition, exciting stars. Their defending champion, Daniel Suarez, I think is... I just was looking at the entry list for the Phoenix K&N West race coming up in a couple of weeks, and I saw Daniel on there. I also saw DJ on there, so
yeah.
That should be pretty exciting. But I'm really amazed at how quickly they've come in such a short time. And now when you attend one of those races, you'll see a legitimate 30, 40,000 people sitting in the grandstands cheering them on. So hats off. The newest announcement with regard to our regional tours, we announced literally less than 2 weeks ago in that we have a new NASCAR series in Europe as well,
yeah.
which interestingly enough, got its roots in Canada, so to speak. It's a series that was developed by a French company, really a company based on a French racing family.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they really liked what they saw in Canada, so they went over and bought chassis and bodies from the same fabricators who build the cars for the Canadian Tire Series. This was a number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was the impetus to kind of get the series going. And so now if you go online and look at the website, the pictures, the videos, you know, you'd think you're in Kawartha or somewhere like that because the cars are almost identical. Really, the only difference is they put a little wing on the back instead of a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
But for all intents and purposes, it's kind of the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series racing in places like France and Belgium and England and Spain. So,
did it put the steering wheel on the other side?
No.
It's on the right side, so it's convertible. They can actually container it, bring it over here, and maybe get into this race.
They are literally the same cars that you will see in racing in Canada.
Amazing.
You know, V8 mm-hmm. engines. But what is interesting, too, is... because there are very few ovals in Europe at all, the series has traditionally run on road courses.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what attracted us to them was not only their good business model and kind of where they're going strategically with stock car racing, but also for the first time ever, they're going to do an oval race in a town in France, July of this year. And they're literally creating a temporary quarter-mile track.
Mm-hmm.
In a downtown setting during a big American country music festival featuring ZZ Top and Harley Davidson, this whole American culture thing there. And they're going to be the headline series, and it'll be the first time ever that there's an oval stock car race in Europe with a NASCAR affiliation. So.
Imagine that. It wouldn't surprise me. NASCAR is always thinking. The future is always right there, and you're constantly working on growing the roots of the sport, which impacts everything that we see in front of us right here at Daytona International Speedway and at all those different racetracks. Truly amazing stuff. I can't wait for 2012. It's great to cover. I love covering the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series and the weekly programs. We talk about the U.S. and Canada. We're going to have to get into doing some more with Mexico. And now, by the sounds of it, Europe, there's a lot of great people over there that we're going to bring into the mix. But, George, you've done a tremendous job. You continue to do a great job. And, you know, from all the Canadian race fans and the NASCAR short track fans, even in the U.S., I want to thank you for all you do and all your staff does. Without you guys, I'm telling you, if I own that same racetrack that I had for 14 years, I definitely want to be on your side, gaining the resources that you have in lean times, in times where, you know, it's troubled waters. It's great to have a partner like NASCAR to be able to help get through those different times. And there's a lot of racetracks that could really benefit by being NASCAR sanctioned. They really got to look at it. And I can tell you that from having a racetrack, it would be a welcome sign, I can tell you that. Just much continued success here in what you do. I can't wait for 2012.
Thank you for saying all that, and I hope it's been pretty clear that we take short track racing very seriously. It's really the lifeblood of the sport. I'll share with you, Mike Helton was at a meeting earlier in the week that I had a chance to attend, And he was talking about our developmental racing series, our regional tours, our weekly program. And he reaffirmed, you know, this is the soul of NASCAR. So I appreciate you having me on the show. And, you know, a hats off to all the fans. If it wasn't for the fans, you and I wouldn't be sitting here talking today.
Well, next year they're going to have... Oh, by the way, when do tickets go on sale for the short track part of Daytona for next year?
I'm not sure. That's up to the Speedway. Mm-hmm. This is a deal that came together very quickly. Ironically, Joey Chitwood and I were working on it really for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where the stars suddenly aligned, and we were able to announce the first weekend of Speed Weeks. But there's still a lot of details we're putting into place, including when tickets go on sale and things like that.
Well, we're going to have it for you first, race fans. I'll tell you, I'll be on it like you wouldn't believe. We'll definitely keep you up to date here on Racetime Radio. Truly an international race. This is going to be wild to see. Yeah, it's amazing. George, thanks so much for this today. We're going to slide out. Fans, take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Michael McDowell that qualified for the Daytona 500. We're going to hear from Roger Penske and Andy Hillenberg and Richard Childress. And, oh, the list goes on and on. We've got a busy afternoon planned for you. And don't forget, Camping World Truck Series qualifying takes place 4 o'clock. Speed. Turn that on. Leave the radio on. We'll make it through the afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in just a moment, live from Daytona International Speedway.
Hey, this is Lonnie Somerville in the number 23 AE McKay Builder Super Late Model Race Car, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime.
Every day, truckers experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, you can help control the effects these conditions have on your engine with Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil, and we've taken to the road to prove it. After 50 million miles of on- and off-road testing, there weren't many conditions Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection wasn't tested under. Yet, the Energized Protection technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear, helping keep moving metal engine surfaces apart for longer life. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection and peace of mind while driving. And if you prefer even more protection, you can upgrade to Shell Rotella T5 synthetic blend technology or Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oils. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio has you covered for Speed Weeks in Daytona and the start of the 2012 season.
NASCAR Media Day.
The Budweiser Shootout.
Cup Series Qualifying.
Gatorade Duel at Daytona.
NASCAR Nationwide Series Racing.
NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Racing.
And the granddaddy of them all, the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 26th at noon Eastern.
Delivering NASCAR to your radio
at over 200 miles an hour. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Channel 90.
For an hour, let's pack the puck.
And we'll use that bat to open up the fenders.
It's Race Time Radio.
And it's presented by Shell Rotella.
Tonight's Race Time Radio is brought to you by PRN Motorsports Magazine, on newsstands now, and by Spira Fire Protection, protecting lives and property since 1972.
Taking you all the way to the track and back, it's Race Time Radio.
And we're back here on Racetime Radio. Man, I'm cutting it close there. We are live at Daytona International Speedway. Truly Bill France weather here, race fans. If you're anywhere close to this speedway and you're not here, I'm telling you right now, you're missing it. We're on top of the fan deck, so if you're here, stop on by. After 4 o'clock, we're going to do some rapid-fire race fans. We're going to meet the fans. We're going to find out who they're cheering for, and we're going to find out how much fun it is to be in Daytona, and you're missing it. So get here to Daytona. Still some tickets available. Isn't a bad seat in the house here at Daytona. You couldn't lose. So get your rear end here to Daytona. Up next, we're going to talk with president of Daytona International Speedway. And no, he didn't have to pay me to say that. It's beautiful weather, and we have Joey Chitwood with us. Joey, what a week. You got Bill Franz weather again.
You know, we do today. It's pretty good. I can't ask for anything more. The wind's blowing a little bit, but the sun's out. Temperature's great. You know, we want this weather on Sunday, obviously.
Yes.
We had a great event tonight, the truck race. I tell you what, I watched the truck practice last night. I thought those guys were racing last night. It was out of control.
Amazing.
They put on a show during practice. So I think we're shaping up to have a good truck race night. But really happy. The shootout was fantastic. You know, with the pack is back.
Yes.
NASCAR came up with the right regulation package to fix that two-car tandem. And I'll tell you what, if the 500 is anything like the shootout, fans are going to be on the edge of their seat. We saw some phenomenal moves out there. Kyle Busch and the car control he showed was great. So things are shaping up. We got a couple more days to go. I can't get ahead of myself.
No.
But if things keep moving in this right direction, we're going to be really happy on Sunday night.
Going back to the Gatorade. Now, let's go back right to the Budweiser shootout first. That was amazing to see. And I seen the release just this morning. Budweiser comes on and sponsors Speed Weeks in 2013. That's great news. Good job.
You know, we're excited. You know, they've been our partner for 34 years. It's our longest active sponsorship that we've had. And it's nice to know they're expanding the relationship, taking on Speed Weeks, the Duel, as well as pre-race entertainment. So really nice way to expand their presence here. And I think they'll be a great partner. They always do a good job of activating with the customer, getting that retail activation. So for us, it's just a great way to continue with a great partner. And I'll tell you what, though, that race.
Woo!
I mean, I'm still the Kyle Busch. I don't know how he saved the car
a couple times. Me neither.
You know, it's just amazing. Those guys are such phenomenal athletes. The car control, the discipline, the reaction time for them to do that stuff. I'll tell you what, it's a good place to be right now. I think the season, with the championship last year being as close as it was, and really the racing last year being so good, I think it's going to be a great year. All the signs are pointing to just a phenomenal year. I think it'll be as competitive, and who knows? I think Carl Edwards is going to have something to prove to everybody in terms of how close he came, but how do you bet against Tony Stewart? He's got that bravado. He's got that confidence going on. I think those guys are going to continue to duke it out every race.
I got to share a quick story with you. Yesterday, here on top of the Fan Zone, and fans, you'll really enjoy this. We were up on the deck. We're off the air. My wife, Sue, and I up here enjoying the sights and scenes. And I seen Jim Tredo. He is with Sprint Vision here at the racetrack. Comes up, talks to a race fan, and there's games that Jim will play with some of the race fans. He asked them, okay, name as many vegetables as you can in 30 seconds, go. So the guy starts ramming, you know, carrots and peas and you name it off. And they stop at 30 seconds, ding, ding, ding. The guy had 14 right. Fantastic. Jim Tredo says, okay, now what you're doing is you're actually going to race against Carl Edwards, because we asked Carl the exact same question. Here's what Carl chose, and here's what he said, and he points in Sprint Vision, and boom, Carl Edwards comes up, starts naming off all the vegetables, only gets 12 right. The fan had 14, and he said, Jim turned to the fan and said, congratulations, you won this prize, you counted right, you got 14 right, what do you have to say for yourself? And he says, well, he said, again, the 99 got beat by 14, and it's the beginning of 2012. I'll tell you, the fans here at Daytona, from one end to the other, just howled. It was hilarious. Guy had a 14 shirt on. Tony Stewart fan. It was really good. But Carl Edwards, you can't count him out. He's on the front row for the Great American Race.
Not only that, the Fords have shown some speed. So Biffle, Kenseth, I mean, they've got something going on. Trevor, his car is pretty fast, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so exciting. You just don't know what's going to happen. And whether, this, you know, Dale Earnhardt taking 20 years to win his race or Trevor winning the first time he ever attempted it, you just don't know what will happen in Daytona. But you do know it'll be special. Whatever happens, it'll be special. And that's the fun part about being here.
Yeah.
There's such a rich history and heritage of what we do. I just love being a part of it. And I know it's exciting, you know, to hand that trophy to somebody in victory lane. There's nothing better than that.
Well, you and your staff have done an amazing job here again at Daytona International Speedway. This is our 15th year. We've been broadcasting for a couple years from here, but I'll tell you, Joey, we were fans here. We have been for 15 years. Just my opinion here, and I love old co-ed down at Homestead Miami Speedway. But, man, if I could ever get my wish, and I love Homestead Miami Speedway, but if I could see a close for a season, this would be the racetrack to start and end it. The short track announcement this week, short track racing coming to Daytona. Look at, dreams are all going to be spawned. They all want to race here on the big track. They're going to get their opportunity to compete with a Daytona insignia on the trophy. You're going to spawn a whole pile more enthusiasm. I was out at New Smyrna Speedway covering things. It's a buzz out there right now. Short track racers want in.
You know, for us, we'll be the only track now that runs every form of NASCAR racing product. And so that's kind of cool. But more importantly, you know, Daytona is kind of the big cheese. It's what everybody wants to do. So here's a great chance for that local racer who does it for passion.
Yes.
He's got a chance to come down here and run. So we're proud of that. It'll be a 4/10 mile oval on the backstretch. So it'll be on the skid pad and backstretch. And, you know, once I catch my breath after Speed Weeks, I'll start working on some of the detail. But we've got some ideas. We want to have some fun with it. Make sure that it's accessible, and we get a lot of folks from travel down for it. And look, most of the weather in the better part of North America isn't very good, so let's get you down here to the Daytona and enjoy it. And I think it'll fit really nicely into our schedule.
Yes.
And it reinforces what Speed Weeks is. But more importantly, we're the World Center Racing. If it's got wheels on it and it goes fast, it should be running here at Daytona.
I know, and you can't make them go faster. You love speed, Joey. I know you do. And the cars are hitting 200 miles an hour here at the racetrack. That's the magic number. It's safe, it's fast, and it's exciting all the time here. Dreams are made here. Cinderella stories happen here. And just look back to the Lucas Oil Slickness 200 and Bobby Gerhardt. That's a Cinderella story. The guy's time gets disallowed. He had a problem with his engine. Starts 41st, wins the race. More Cinderella stories are still to come yet here in Speed Weeks.
Oh, without a doubt. You never know what's going to happen. And that finish of that ARCA race with the guys running out of fuel, I mean, who could have scripted that? I mean, it was exciting, good race. You know, we just seem, I think that the drivers appreciate and understand how special Daytona is. Now, does that mean they race harder at Daytona than someplace else? I don't think so, but I do think it's in the back of their mind. And everybody does give that little bit of extra effort, and you see it on track. And I think our fans appreciate that. And I know, come Sunday, there's a different vibe. It's a little more tense. The drivers are more focused. There's no more loose feelings. It's everybody's focused on it, and it's going to be a great race. And whether it's ARCA, trucks, nationwide, whether it's going to be the short track or motorcycles in March,
right?
Everybody wants to win at Daytona.
How are the tickets for Sunday's race? Any available? We usually hear sold out.
Sure. We do have tickets available, Daytona500.com or 1-800-PIT-SHOP. We're doing a really good job with them this year. We've had a good renewal. Fans are excited. I think the shootout helps as well. Now people know that the two-car tandem isn't going to be what they see.
Right.
They're going to see the pack is back. So I feel really good about our positioning. And if we can keep the weather cooperating, all stars are lining up for a great Sunday.
You don't have NASCAR on you, so you can make a pick. Who do you think we're going to see in victory lane tonight in the trucks?
Oh, goodness, in the trucks. I hadn't even thought about that. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Based on the practice I saw last night, it could be as good a truck race as we've ever seen.
I think so.
I mean, those guys were out of control last night. It was impressive. So I don't know who's going to win, but it could be one of our best races of Speed Weeks.
Truck race tonight. Nationwide race tomorrow, Daytona 500 on Sunday. Fans, it doesn't get any better than this. It's live. It's here. Joey Chitwood, thanks so much for this today.
Thank
I know you.
You
are an incredibly busy guy. Get ready. You still got a big weekend.
Yeah, two more days, but we'll get through it, and then I'll get to catch a break. But until then, we're going to keep the hammer down and get that checkered flag waved.
Joey Chitwood, president of Daytona International Speedway. Incredible race, fans. You got to get your butt to Daytona. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be a wild weekend. We're going to step out, take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from some Cup guys, starting with Michael McDowell. He made it into the Daytona 500. We'll hear from him next.
I'm through standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
On an episode of Crims, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
As a truck driver, to help keep me on the road longer, I've got 24 vitamins in my glove box I take twice a day, along with the potato and raw egg-based herbal tea. but for long engine life. All it takes is Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil. In over 50 million miles of durability testing, it's demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear in Shell Rimula Super SAE 15W40. Ask for Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Engine Oil at your local Speedco.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN, with expanded automotive performance coverage. Pick up the spring issue of PRN on newsstands in March. Explore the garages of Motorsport International Raceway, a racing school guide, plus an automotive parts guide. Can't wait till March? Visit prnmag.com/racetime and receive a free, no-obligation digital edition of PRN's 2012 Performance Buyer's Guide. From the track to the street, PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmeg.com.
Hey fans, this is Allison McLeod, winningest female driver in USAC history, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Your 24/7, 365 hotline to Racetime Radio is 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. Ricky, don't go ahead and leave a message. You just might make it out here.
Coming to SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Driver, start your engine.
It's Racetime Radio.
Saturday, February 18th.
And Saturday, February 25th.
From 10 till noon.
Live
from the World Center of Speed.
Daytona. Racetime Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
With Smokin' Joe Chisholm keeping you up to date.
Live in Daytona.
On SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four.
Then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
Welcome back, everyone, to Daytona International Speedway. Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio for routing everything today. Grant, I know you're listening. I know it's snowing there. Buddy, it is 90 degrees here in the World Center of Speed on top of this fan deck. We're keeping cool, though. Got a little bit of happy water here. It is a great day. The wind is blowing. You'd swear that this tent's going to blow away, but we are okay here at Daytona International Speedway. The sun is out. The cars are on the racetrack. We're going to try and get you an update shortly on how qualifying is going for those NASCAR Nationwide teams. You got to watch David Ragan. He's going to be in the GCMI race car, the number 27. He's going to be driving for Steve Meehan, and he is fast here at Daytona. Looking at the speed chart in the final practice, the 27 was fourth quickest on the chart. So we got lots to look forward to. Not only tomorrow, of course, we're live again tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until noon, live from the fan zone on the fan deck in booth number 2. So if you're here at the racetrack or you're going to be here at the racetrack, slide around to the fan zone. Drop by, say hi. We'll try and even get a quick word with you while we're up on the fan deck. It's a beautiful day now. A weather front is supposed to come through a little bit later tonight, and we may see a couple passing showers. That's okay. The weather's going to clear out right behind it, and Speed Weeks will go forward, and it's going to be a dynamite race. Not only in the Camping World Truck Series race tonight, which I might add is live on Speed. Qualifying gets underway here at the World Center of Racing for the Trucks in about 12 minutes. So you still have time to turn Speed on and watch qualifying. The number 60 is J.R. Fitzpatrick. He's driving for Equipment Express, the number 60 on the side of the truck. Pull for him if you're a Canadian. You're going to love it. Also in the field is the number 76. That's Derek White. He is in a Camping World Truck race, or in a Camping World Truck here at Daytona as well. He will roll off like 35th today in qualifying. It is truly going to be amazing to see these guys qualify these trucks. Remember just a couple weeks ago, people were talking, maybe there's not going to be a full field of trucks at Daytona. Wrong. We've got 44 trucks here to qualify, and there's only 32 of them that are going to take the green flag here at Daytona. It's going to be a war in qualifying. Guys have to pull out all the stops, and they have to go for the gusto if they want to try and qualify in. For the next Air 250 here at Daytona tonight, it's going to be wild. So fans, tune into Speed and check it out, or keep it tuned to Sirius NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. All the guys over there, MRN Radio, will be carrying every race lap by lap. You won't miss a thing. Tune to MRN Radio on Sirius NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. Just the other day, Chocolate, and we even had Buddy Baker sit down with us here in the Racetime Radio setup that we are on top of the fan deck. They came and sat down, shared some great stories about past Daytona 500s. Of course, Buddy Baker, the 1980 Daytona 500 winner, sat down, shared some stories, fantastic to listen to. And Chocolate Myers was the gas man for Dale Earnhardt Sr. when he won his one and only Daytona 500, and that happened in 1998. You want to listen to that broadcast, just go to racetimeradio.com and click on the previous, the Spira Fire Protection previously aired shows, and have a listen. It was a great show. We had a lot of great guests on the program, and we're going to have a whole pile more for you. When I look into Saturday, KBM Rick Wren is the general manager for Kyle Busch Motorsports, and Rick Wren is going to join us first thing Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to that interview. Lots of things changing for Rick Wren and KBM. Lots of stuff going on, and Rick will bring us totally up to date. Now, you always see the big flyovers here at Daytona before the 500 and before all the big races. We're going to hear from one of the majors of, actually, jet number 3 in the Thunderbirds. That is Major Carolyn Jensen, and she is going to join us right before, I believe it's about 10:45 on Saturday. She's going to join us, and it'll be interesting to talk to her and find out what it's like to do one of those flyovers. It's a choreographed thing, but let's look back yesterday to the Gatorade Twin 50s, the Twin 150s. I don't know. I used to say Gatorade Twin 125s, and it isn't. It's the Gatorade 150s. And qualifying for the Daytona 500, a lot of teams have to race their way in. If you first do your time trial and you don't succeed, then you got to fall back and try and race your way in through those Gatorade races. Kenny Wallace, unfortunately, had engine trouble. He is not going to make a start this year in the Daytona 500, and neither is Michael Waltrip, which is a big surprise for all of us here at the racetrack. I know Michael feels bad. He wishes he was in that Daytona 500, but, you know, the car just, it wasn't there. He had a little unfortunate accident, but one of the drivers that did make the field was Michael McDowell. He had a smile a mile wide. Here's Michael.
You're in the Daytona 500.
Yeah, it's awesome. Just very thankful. And it's just an unbelievable opportunity. I want to thank everyone that's supporting this Curb Records, K-Love, Curb Academia, and then just to be able to go out there in a 98 car and make the Daytona 500 is very special.
It's going to be a little cooler come 500 days. Probably a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Looking forward to the Sunday's race now. And, you know, today was a race of its own, so just glad to be in it.
Man, you guys really worked your butts off to get into this race. What was it like on that racetrack?
Yeah, I mean, it's nerve-wracking the whole time. You know, you got to beat the rest of the guys, and to be in that transfer spot with a few laps to go is, you know, it's nerve-wracking for sure.
Celebration time. Go get them.
Thanks.
You want to talk about a happy guy? You watch Michael McDowell in that number 98 for Phil Parsons. He is going to be a force to reckon with. He runs real good with Trevor Bayne. That's how they were. And we did talk to Michael earlier in the week, and they were telling us how they were working together. Watch for them to work real closely together in the Daytona 500. It's going to be amazing to watch. Michael McDowell, he is one happy guy. Now, next up that we're going to hear from is a well-respected man in every form of racing, whether it's IndyCar racing or NASCAR racing. He's also very heavily sponsored by Shell. And, of course, I'm talking about Roger Penske. I caught up with him in the garage right after the 150s. Here's Roger.
Okay, with Roger Penske. Roger, another Speed Weeks, another Daytona 500 coming straight at us now.
Well, I think it's interesting to see the different drafting techniques now that we've got the grill tightened up, taking the water cap so you can't run long with your high water temperatures, and kind of a lazy race here. I think at the end, the last couple laps in both of them was a little exciting, but it's interesting to see what the fans think about this versus when you can push and go from the front or back to the front. But overall, we're glad to be here, glad to be racing again. We're excited about Brad driving the Miller Lite car, and certainly A.J. Allmendinger, a great opportunity for him in that 22 Shell Penske car.
It's going to be exciting, you can guarantee it. The Daytona 500 is probably going to look a lot more like the Budweiser Shootout than what we've seen today in the Gatorade Duels. What do you think?
Well, I hope that we don't see all those wrecks. I want to keep my cars on all four wheels and be there at the end. So it's going to be interesting, but exciting for the fans, and great weather, and we'll see what happens.
IndyCar is coming as well. I know you're big into that. Of course, the Canadian fans up there just love watching those IndyCars in Toronto. Brand new car, how are things coming on that side of the fence?
Well, we've had a lot of testing going on now. You know, we got the new Chevy engine, we got Honda, we got Lotus, and the new cars. And we ran at Texas the other day, we ran at Barber. We're looking forward to getting back to Canada, Edmonton, and Toronto. You know, those are the best race fans I know of. For being from Detroit, they always came to Michigan. So say hello to them, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be exciting.
Never a dull moment in Roger Penske's life.
Thank you very much.
Roger is definitely tuned to Zoom, you could say, for the Daytona 500. Lots of concentration, and of course, A.J. Allmendinger in the number 22. I might add, Brad Keselowski looks awful sporty out there. He is really going to have a great Daytona, you can guarantee it. Also, Brad is going to be in the truck race. You got to take a look at his Twitter, truck race fans. Have a look for it. Brad K will be in the race tonight. They qualify just in 4 minutes from now. The trucks are going to hit the racetrack and qualifying will begin. Now, another great guy that I got a chance to speak with was Andy Hillenburg. He's also with The Rock. He is going to be spotting for Tony Raines in that Daytona 500. Here's Andy.
Well, they did all the work because they got in on speed. A big plus. But just happy to help out my friend Tony. And if you're here at the Daytona 500, you definitely want to be a part of it.
Now, it's going to be a wild race. Pretty conservative out there on the racetrack today. All in all, looked a little different than we've seen in the Budweiser Shootout, but man, the Daytona 500, I bet you it's going to get crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And I love both races. You had a really good mix of something different. And I think you're going to see stages of the race that break down where they get crazy. And then I think you're going to see some guys get lapped. And then you're going to see it get crazy again. And, you know, guys racing for, the free pass around. Green flag pit stops, and you know, obviously the finishes are absolutely outstanding. So it's going to be a fun Daytona 500 for sure.
Just came out of the Camping World Truck Series garage over there. The buzz is the rock. They're all talking about it.
We're really proud of that, and a lot of race fans are going to be there to see us that week. And if you hadn't got those tickets, go to RockinghamSpeedway.com and grab some. We definitely want to meet all the race fans there, and we're going to have one of the, I think, most fun weekends on the whole schedule all year.
Incredible to hear from Andy Hillenburg. Don't forget, the Camping World Truck Series is heading for Rockingham in April. That may be one that Sue and I will have to take a trip to. The trucks back at the Rock. It's going to be exciting. But now, here in the Racetime Radio display, we'll call it, on top of the fan deck at Daytona International Speedway, we're joined by two great Canadians. And let's start out with Steve Meehan. He is the owner of GCMI, the number 27 in the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Steve, it's been a wild speed week so far. Your number 27 with David Reagan behind the wheel is looking fantastic here at Daytona.
Oh, yeah, we're super, super excited. We've got a great car, great driver, great team. Just finished qualifying. We finished slow. Well, we finished probably where we expected to finish. We couldn't tape up the way we wanted to, but we're going to be great for racing. We were fourth fastest yesterday in practice, so we're pumped and ready to go.
Does
the Nationwide Series have the same problem that the Cup cars do with the temperature? It's super hot here today.
Not so much. Like we didn't have to redo our rads the way they did in the Cup Series. Mm-hmm. So we're not facing the same difficulty. You see, the Cup cars weren't able to do the draft as much.
Right.
I think you're going to see an awful lot of drafting in our series. In practice yesterday, we were able to stick it in there for quite a long time and not have to worry about it.
Incredible. The wind's just a howling up here on top of the fan deck. I'm waiting for us to do a toto here any moment. But Steve, what a whirlwind for you as a race team. New company, you're teamed up with Dave Jacobs now. You guys have got a huge, bright future in front of you, and it all kicks off here at Daytona. Man, it's exciting. I'm just busting at the seams waiting to watch you guys on the racetrack and to hear some of the plans that you've got for 2012 are truly amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, we launched, we rebranded the team here in the Nationwide Series to GC Motorsports International. And then we've created a team with Dave Jacobs, who's got a great history in the Canadian Tire Series, which will be GC Motorsports Canada. And we're excited that we've got David racing for us here. We've also got Andrew Ranger, who's going to run a number of races for us here in the Nationwide Series, as well as run full-time for us with Dave's team back in Canada, and hopefully bring home his third championship.
Amazing. I can't wait to see that. Everything heats up in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, and you throw Andrew Ranger back into that mix as a title contender. I'm telling you, fans, in Canada, you better get your tickets now because you're going to have a hard time getting them when they do go on sale and the races all begin. We're also joined by Andrew Ranger. He's with us here at Daytona. Andrew, it's got to be hard for you. You're used to getting in and strapping in and going to qualify. It's a beautiful day here in Daytona, and it's great to see you here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, like you say, it's a little bit tough for me, but at the same time, you know, it's great for David. You know, I'm here to learn a little bit about him mm-hmm. and to see the team. You know, just to be in Daytona, it's something great. You know, it's NASCAR. It's a big weekend, and I'm proud to be here. Yeah.
Fantastic. And the news, you're going to compete in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series as a title contender, not just the odd race. You're going to go after a championship. You know, there's a pile of guys that really want that championship. Look all the stuff you started.
You know what? like you say, it's great. I'm come back again in the Canadian Tire Series. Really proud to be part with Steve Meehan. Again, with Dave Jacob, we won two championships in 3 years. So I'm very proud to come back again in Canada and see what we can do.
This place, Daytona International Speedway, has got to be, it is special. It's special for race fans, special for you as a driver. And last year, you made your first Cup start as well. Take us through what happened last year and what you're really looking forward to this year.
I know last year I did a lot of different series. It's been a little bit tough for me because different team, different series, so I learned a lot about it. But again, you know, we won a couple races last year. We finished a lot of time in ARCA series in the top five. I did a Canaan series East and West plus the Canadian Tire Series. So it's been a little bit tough for me last year, but now what I'm very happy about is to be in full time, you know, in the Canadian Tire Series to do the 14 or I think 16 race. I don't remember the schedule,
yeah.
But you know what? This is great to be back again behind the wheel and try to do my best to win some race for Steve. And I think it's got to be a lot of fun.
Sponsorship plays a key role. And Steve, it looks great to see you sitting in that Mercury uniform right now. Tell us about that. That just happened.
Yeah, we're delighted to have Mercury on the car along with CertainTeed and Fish TV. Three great people to be associated with. Mercury came to us through Fish TV and Leo Stakos, who's now involved with the team. And Mercury, we've got some people here from Mercury this weekend. I can tell you they're over the moon excited to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to having them, building a long-term relationship with them. They're a great company, a great brand, and they're really great to work with. So we're really happy to have them on the car.
What's even cooler is they're going to have a shot at Victory Lane here at Daytona. Wouldn't that be amazing? I know I have a Mercury on the back of my boat. I've got one of the old 115s. They called them the Maytag Motors. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful boat. It's a beautiful engine. Mercury, if you're going to buy an outboard, that's what you definitely want to have.
Well, oddly enough, I've got a Mercury on the back of my boat, too, except mine's a 135, so
maybe
a little quicker.
A little bit faster than my little 115. Great to have a sponsor, and sponsorship plays a key role. How are things looking for 2012? Are things progressing for more races?
Yeah, we're doing well from a sponsorship point of view. I mean, last year I funded the team completely out of my pocket.
And
we've made some great inroads, both on the Canadian Tire Series and here in the Nationwide. Part of our logic of running the both series was we saw the opportunity getting involved in the Canadian Tire Series as a way for us to build our fan base in Canada.
Right.
And obviously hooking up with Andrew and putting him in there and giving him the opportunity to run here. It's a great transference of not only talent and developing talent, but also a transference of fan base. But it's also a great entree for us with the Canadian companies to give them the opportunity to get involved in the Canadian side of things and understand motor racing better and leverage them up into the bigger show. But in the meantime, we've been working with a lot of great sponsors here on the Nationwide Series. And as I say, Mercury and CertainTeed are two great sponsors that we're delighted to have on the car here.
It is important for a sponsor, really, to become involved with the team from not a minor level, maybe, but as an introductory sort of position, because they can truly see the benefit of sponsoring a race car. And I'll tell you, as a guy that has sponsored quite a few race cars in my day, it's well worth the advertising money. You can't beat it with the amount of mentions that you can get in both the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series and being part of that guy there. Man, he is a wicked driver, most well-rounded driver I can think of in Canada that is multitask. You can go from a road course to a super speedway to everything in between. You got to love the chances that you're going to have this year to not only attract those sponsors, but look at Victory Lane is where everybody wants to end up. And your team's stacked this year.
Well, I think we're in a great, great position. I mean, the way I see it in terms of our team shaping up, you know, working with Andrew in the Canadian Tire Series, he's our seasoned veteran there, and we likely are going to run a second team there, so we'll have a development driver that can work with Andrew, and then Andrew working with us in the Nationwide Series, having the ability to work with David's the seasoned veteran, and Andrew can learn off him. So I think we've got a really well-rounded program to take us up to where we want to go.
Andrew, have you spent much time with David Reagan, of course, driver, the number 27? He's sitting with your number on it. Have you had much time to talk to him?
A little bit, but not a lot because he's really busy this weekend. But a little bit, you know, just to be with the team, you know, have the radio on it. And I can see a little bit what he do on the car. So I'm here this weekend for that, and I'm really happy just to be to watch the team, just to be here and to watch a race, to learn a little bit the speedway like that, like Daytona. It's very important for me. So I'm very proud to be here this weekend.
Andrew, when you take a look at the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series schedule, it starts out on the road course. Yeah. I bet you looked at that and went, wow, look at this. Tailor-made for me.
Exactly. Yeah, we start with Mossport, and after this, and Montreal Hikar. So there are two road courses where I won there in the past. So it's got to be very fun there. Plus, just to return in Quebec in front of my family, friends, it's awesome there. So I think we can do something good in the Canadian Tire Series again.
The only downer for me was no Toronto. I love that event, and you've got to have loved it. You were always the fastest guy at Toronto every time.
Yeah, every time I raced there in Toronto, I did pretty well, so I was a little bit upset about it. But no, you know what? It's they changed Toronto for Edmonton, but Edmonton is another road course and another street course, and it's got to be fun there too. So, but again, just to not be in Toronto, I was a little bit upset, because I went two times there, so I was ready this year to win again.
Edmonton's coming. You'll be fine there. And definitely we had Dominic on from Three Rivers just on the other day. I'm getting them all mixed up now because we've been on the air pretty well every day. But Dominic was here from Three Rivers. They're prepared. He can't wait. Tickets are already on sale for that particular race. Andrew, you're fast at that racetrack too. Yep. Is that one that you would call a home track race, or is Montreal more of your home track race?
But you know what? I'm right in the middle of Three Rivers and Montreal, so both track or home, my hometown almost. But every time I race in Quebec, what I like that it's the fans, you know. It's always sold out there. It's like a party. It's a family party there. So it's great just to be in Three Rivers and Montreal. My family came to see me there every time. So it's fantastic just to race in Quebec.
I'll never forget the day we were at St. Eustache and Andrew was running a K&M race at Lime Rock. And we're at St. Eustache, and I'm kind of looking around. This is the first time that I've been at a short track in Quebec, and beautiful setting. The fans are intense, just like being at Daytona. And I'm saying, like, where's Andrew? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's running the Lime Rock race. Somebody said he's coming in, and I kind of thought, okay, well, he's going to jump a plane and come in and drive in. No, no, I hear thwop, 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 thwop. Here comes the helicopter, and it's Andrew Ranger landing. He won the Lime Rock race, came in, and damn near won St. Eustache.
Yep.
That was a big day.
It's been a really big day. I remember that one. I was so tired after the race, helicopter trip, too, so it's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's a good memory for me.
Get ready, because I can see you taking a bunch more rides this year. Jeff Gordon may be the man here at Daytona, or Dale Earnhardt Jr., pick your favorite. But when we get into Quebec, you can bet Andrew Ranger can hold definitely the same stature as what these guys do down here at Daytona International Speed. It's just wild and electric. You got to get out to a race. Steve, when the NASCAR Nationwide Series season progresses, Andrew gets in there. Does the team stay the same all the way through and the driver changes?
We have a great core group of guys here. As you know, I bought this team a year ago. And although we've got last year we had a different name, which was a new name, and now we have a new name again.
Yeah.
It's only the name that's changed.
Yeah.
In fact, the team that I bought, most of the guys had been with the previous team for 10 to 15 years. So we have a great core group of people. We've just brought on Rick Byers as a competition director for us. So we're really set up to do some good things this year. And you know, one thing that I've learned over the course of the last year is that, you know, this is a team sport. Teamwork is very important. And when you have a good group of people that are used to working together, that makes Andrew's job so much easier when he gets in the car.
Yeah, Andrew, you got to be comfortable with everything and looking at the opportunity that's ahead of you. This is only got to get, it's only going to get bigger. And with success, it's really going to grow quickly.
Definitely. Just to be with the same team, you know, for me, it's made my job easy. With Dave Jacob, it's the same thing. So when I jump in the car, it's the same car I run, and it's the same thing in Canadian Tire and Nationwide. So like Steve say, you know, it's important for me, and it's made my job easy.
Truck race comes up next here at Daytona International. 7 o'clock, it's on Speed. Who do you think is going to win the truck race?
Oh, my God. I don't know yet. I don't know. I looked at time a little bit. It looked really, really close. So I think the fans here in the grandstand will have a lot of fun.
You're right down the middle of the line. How about you, Steve?
Well, I think I've got to stick with J.R. Fitzpatrick.
And you know what? J.R. appreciated it. He loved the support from everybody. Yeah. And it's fantastic. I know competition is going to be extraordinary this summer. And thanks to you, Steve Meehan. Thanks to you, Andrew.
Thank you.
You're doing everything correct. You're doing it, and you know what? Canada is going to be the beneficiary of everything that you guys do, and I can't tell you how proud I am to be connected with you guys as someone that is going to cover every single step of what you do. I'm going to be focused right in on you guys. Good luck tomorrow in the drive for COPD 300 here at Daytona. You've got a great driver, you've got a great team, and a beautiful-looking future ahead of you. Good luck, Steve.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for being our number one cheerleader.
Thank you.
And Andrew, good luck to you. Learn lots while you're down here at Daytona.
Yep.
I know you will. You'd actually be able to teach those guys some stuff, too.
Maybe.
You'd never know, especially when they get to the road courses.
Yep.
Get ready. Your ears are going to be burning. It's going to be dynamite.
Thank you very much.
That's Andrew Ranger. Watch for him, race fans. We're going to step out, take another quick break. When we come back, I've got tons of clips. You're going to hear from Michael Waltrip and what it's like to win the truck race here at Daytona. It's truly amazing, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Busch! Tony gets him to Kyle!
The biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Dan Kilpatrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo!
Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
Every day, truckers experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, you can help control the effects these conditions have on your engine with Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil. And we've taken to the road to prove it. After 50 million miles of on- and off-road testing, there weren't many conditions Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection wasn't tested under. Yet, the Energized Protection technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear, helping keep moving metal engine surfaces apart for longer life. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection and peace of mind while driving. And if you prefer even more protection, you can upgrade to Shell Rotella T5 synthetic blend technology or Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oils. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to ironware and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
Getting you up to date on the world's center of speed, Daytona Beach.
It's Race Time Radio,
presented by Shell Rotella
heavy duty diesel engine oil.
And now here's something for the guys
with all the racing highlights.
It's Smoking Joe Chisholm.
I need
live on SiriusXM 157
Sports Express.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN with expanded automotive performance coverage. Pick up the spring issue of PRN on newsstands in March. A racing school guide plus an automotive parts guide. Can't wait till March? Visit prnmag.com/racetime and receive a free no obligation digital edition of PRN's 2012 performance buyer's guide. From the track to the street, PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmeg.com.
This weekend on SiriusXM 157 Sports Express.
Drivers, start your engines!
It's Race Time Radio.
Catch Smokin' Joe Chisholm live from the World Center of Speed, Daytona Beach, this Saturday, February 25th from 10 till noon. Race Time Radio, presented by Shell Rotella, keeping you up to date. Live from Daytona, SiriusXM 157 Sports Express.
The NASCAR season begins February 26th with the 54th running of the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Tune in to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio starting at 7 a.m. Eastern for over 15 hours of live trackside coverage, including 10 driver-to-crew channels and exclusive victory lane interviews with the winning team just moments after the checkered flag waves. It's the Daytona 500, February 26th, on your home for NASCAR. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
And we're back
with more Race Time Radio,
where we've exchanged sub-zero temperatures and white fluffy snow
for white sandy beaches and babes in bikinis. I know, it was a heck of a sacrifice, but somebody had to make it. So we did, just for you.
We are Race Time Radio, taking one for the team.
And now, with his hand wrapped around one of those drinks with a little umbrella in it, here's Smokin' Joe.
Okay, I haven't got the little drink with the umbrella, but we are live at Daytona International Speedway. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I might add, if you have got an iPad, an iPhone, anything like that, any electronic device, you can get Race Time Radio live. And that is good news, because tomorrow here at Daytona, we will be live from 10 a.m. until noon. You can also hear us on SiriusXM channel 158. Man, I'm going to have to edit this, Grant. I am going to be live from 10 a.m. until noon on SiriusXM channel 157 Sports Express. And that'll go from 10 until noon on Saturday. We got a great guest lineup. We've got Rick Wren coming through.
We've got some drivers coming through. Steve Meehan's even going to try and get David Ragan, and he really had a good qualifying session. But speaking of qualifying for the NASCAR Nationwide Series, Danica Patrick gets her first ever pole right here at Daytona. It just happened moments ago, and she is going to lead the field to green in Saturday's Drive for COPD 300 at Daytona. Truly amazing to watch Danica after the big wreck yesterday. Thank God for NASCAR's innovation and the way they build these race cars. It would have been a tragic scenario yesterday, but Danica Patrick is fine. She's got a little sore on her elbow. Her foot's a little bit tender, but she is on the pole for Saturday's race. And you can also see her in the Daytona 500, which is coming up on Sunday. Tonight, it's the truck race, and it's going to happen at 7 o'clock. You can catch it on Speed or try and be here at the racetrack live to catch it. It is going to truly be an amazing show. I caught up yesterday with Richard Childress in the NASCAR Sprint Cup garage right after the duels. He's an excited guy. Here's Richard Childress.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, I think everybody was a little more calmer today. They seemed to run race in packs more and give each other a little give and take. A couple of the cars in the first race that were trying to make the race kind of took everybody, you know, took some extra chances. But we're in good shape.
The Daytona 500 is right around the corner now. We can see the start-finish line from here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we feel good about our cars, our chances, but who knows? You know, Daytona is Daytona.
Just spoke with Ty, and we've got a lot happening here in each and every division in NASCAR. I know Ty and Joey Coulter are over there in that truck garage getting ready for second practice. They're just wound.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is our first time of being out there in a big draft. Ty ran here, and Austin's ran the trucks here. And you just want to have a good, safe day.
Wish you nothing but luck, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Elliott Sadler had a great qualifying race yesterday. He's firmly in the field for the Daytona 500. A little bit later, we'll do the rundown and tell you exactly where everybody will start the Great American Race on Sunday. But, you know, listening and looking at the pole now, with Danica on that pole, I spoke with Tony Stewart and asked him exactly what he thought Danica would do here at Daytona. Very interesting. Have a listen.
Well, you know, it's a big deal, obviously, to GoDaddy to have her in the 500, and it's good for her this year. I mean, it's 500 miles of experience, so if she can go out and run with these guys, and you know, we know that she's not going to run the full schedule, but at least give these guys some time around her. I drafted with her in the July race here at Daytona in the Nationwide Series, and she did an awesome job. So I think she'll gain a lot of respect from these guys in the next 10 days. So you know, that was why it was such a big deal for us.
And it is a big deal. You can guarantee it. GoDaddy well represented here now on the pole for the NASCAR Nationwide Series race. It's going to be wild. It comes up on Saturday. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, Michael Waltrip, he didn't qualify for the Daytona 500. We all know that. But he is definitely ready. And you know that the Michael Waltrip race teams are. He's really excited about 2012. Here's Michael Waltrip.
I'm so much different as an owner coming into this season than I've ever been as an owner. We started in 07, and I came to Daytona and knew, I didn't know how much trouble we were in for 07, but I knew we were in trouble. And, you know, we grew in 08 and 09. 10 was a great win for David up at Chicago. And then 11, quite honestly, it wasn't the season that we thought we were going to have. But during all those years, I knew we weren't taking a car to the track that was as good as Kyle Busch's or as good as Denny Hamlin's. We were building, we were trying, but our cars weren't that good. They weren't as good as theirs. And, you know, if you go down in the corner and your car doesn't have the same amount of aerodynamic downforce that Kyle Busch's has, as good as he is, he's probably going to beat you because he's good anyway, but now his car's better. But we began working really hard last year to improve our communication, improve our process, change our direction somewhat, and start working hard on making our cars comparable to Gibbs's and try to get them to where we could get them better than Gibbs. And those guys at Toyota Racing Development, the guys at Joe Gibbs Racing, they've helped us tremendously. They didn't tell us how they were doing it, but they said, you're not doing it as good as we are yet. And that knowledge has enabled us to make our cars to where now I think they're on par. And I know our driver lineup is capable, and I just can't wait to see how 12 unfolds because we're ready. We're finally ready.
You know, Michael Waltrip may not be in the Daytona 500, but you know his race teams are, and you can bet they're going to be strong come Sunday here at Daytona. Now, I did also ask Michael what it was like, you know, when you think back a year ago today when the Camping World Truck Series race was on the racetrack. It was a big race, and it was the last race that Michael Waltrip actually won. I talked to him about it the other day, and here's what he had to say. And I might add, you know, Michael's been everywhere. Doesn't seem to matter whether it's in NASCAR, whether he's running a supercar race. Michael Waltrip is definitely a racer that you can just about spot anywhere. Here's Michael Waltrip again.
Well, it's fun. I'm real fortunate. I got to race the Ferrari at Daytona. That's something I never thought I'd say. And been to Spa, Belgium, and Le Mans to race over there. But, you know, the book and all the stuff that I do, and even racing the Ferrari, that's all a part of being a car owner. The more relevant I am in the world of motorsports, the more ability that we'll have to attract the right folks to work on our cars, the right folks to sponsor our cars. So no matter what I'm doing, the thing that I, at my core, or what is the most important to me, is owning this race team. If our race team can have the success that we expect in 2012, then that's sacrifice that I made. I think I sacrificed basically my driving career to start a team, and all that sacrifice will be worth it.
And now you get a shot again this year to participate and go out there and win that Daytona 500 again.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm going to race the shootout Saturday night, so how about finding me on Sunday or Monday, and I'll tell you what I know and what my chances are of being able to race in the Daytona 500 and try to win it again.
How special was that truck win for you last year? I know I had tears in my eyes when you won.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I think after I won that race that day, I said, Lord, if I don't ever win another one, thank you for that one. You know, that one meant a lot. And if I don't ever win another one, then you know, I know when the last one was. You know what I mean? Like, some people win races and they think when they're winning, they're just not ever going to quit winning, and then they forget to appreciate, you know, appreciate what the success they had, appreciate that was the last one. And when I won that one, I got out and I'm like, this could very well be the last NASCAR race I ever win. And if it is, I'm happy and I'm thankful that I got to experience such a special night. Makes me cry.
I don't think it was your last one.
Well, we'll see. I hope not.
Nah, it's not going to be the last one for Michael Waltrip. He's not going to get it this year in the Daytona 500, and he's not in the truck race. But you can bet Michael Waltrip will get behind the wheel again at some point in 2012, and he will go to victory lane. He's one of those fiery competitors that, you know, isn't going to give up any day soon. Now, speaking of qualifying and what's taking place on the racetrack, Dusty Davis is really having a good run out there. He's second quick on the board. The number 98 is also right at the top of the board. That's Dakota Armstrong. He's driving for Thor Sport. He is one fast race truck right now. Qualifying is underway. It's live on Speed if you want to watch it. J.R. Fitzpatrick will be coming out shortly. If he hasn't already, he will be coming up. So you're going to want to key into that and have a look at it. But there's also another Canadian in the field that is going to try and qualify this afternoon. The number 76 is Derek White. He's from Ganawaki, Quebec. Here he is.
I got to pinch you. You are here.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. It took a lot to get here, but we're here, and we're going to make the best of it now. We're going on our second practice. I missed the first one due to tech problems, few issues here and there, but we worked it out, and we're ready to go now.
Derek, is this the same truck you had at Miami Homestead Speedway?
No, it's not. This is a Speedway truck, so it's a complete different truck. It's the first time I'm getting into it, and we'll see how she goes.
The, the prankster. Doesn't matter whether you're in Canada or the U.S.
Yeah, he'll find me somewhere.
Looks like Ford is what you really want to be in here at Daytona. They're right at the top of the charts. It doesn't seem to matter what division.
Yeah, well, I kind of have a hard time driving Fords, but, you know, I got to drive what I got to drive, you know.
How about crew? Who have you got assembled with you here? Who you got on the box?
I got my good buddy there, Kevin Eagle. He's been with me for the last year or so, he might come down this summer with in the Canadian Tire Series also, so we'll see what happens.
Busy summer all planned?
No, we're only going to do the road races, three or four of them. And I got this young kid there, Steve Cote, is going to be running the whole series. He's going to go for Rookie of the Year and hopefully win a couple of races.
Well, good luck in practice. This is going to be a lot of fun. Have some fun.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Watch for Derek White. He is going to try and stick that number 76 truck into the field here for the race tonight. Big news here at Daytona International Speedway. Watching the scoring pylon, you heard me say just a couple of minutes ago that the speed was 177. It's jumped up to 179 now. And guess who it is? The number 18 of Jason Leffler. He's driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Watch for that Dollar General to be quick here at Daytona. I know his speeds weren't real quick in practice, but you know what? Practice doesn't pay. Racing does, and watch for Jason Leffler to be fast here tonight at Daytona. J.R. Fitzpatrick, I believe, is still to come out on that racetrack. And when we find out, you will find out here on Racetime Radio on how J.R. Fitzpatrick is making out. Now, the short tracks are something huge here for Speed Weeks. We've been out at New Smyrna Speedway and talking to some of the different winners and getting some interviews. Last night at New Smyrna Speedway, Chuck Hasselfelt went to Victory Lane in his modified, the number 22. Here he is.
Feels really great. They made this a John Blewett Memorial. John Blewett was a friend of mine, and we lost him in a crash a handful of years ago, and I think about him all the time. So to win the John Blewett Memorial is great. Gives us momentum for the Richie Evans Memorial. So hopefully we can have something for him tomorrow night. And it's fun coming down here to Speed Weeks. It's a place to be if you're an auto racer, you know, at Daytona here, dirt racing. So it's nice to get out of the cold and come down here and see what's going on.
Two more big nights here at New Smyrna Speedway, and then what? What do you got coming down for the rest of the season, the beginning of the year, really?
Yeah, I've got a great core of guys together, and we race the ROC Tour, Race of Champions Tour, in New York, in my area, and basically, we were the champions last year. We're trying to defend that. I do have a dirt car that we just dabble with, and I do have we do some NASCAR wheel and modified couple tour races. So that all depends on budget and stuff like that. So, but the ROC is going to be our home for this year.
A lot of great sponsors on that car.
Yeah, A Superior Concrete's a friend of mine that helps me out. Hutter Engines is Ron Hutter does on my engine and does a great job. And you know, I want to thank my team especially because the people are what makes anything go. Business, family, race team, whatever it is. So the people that I have involved are a great bunch, and I just want to thank them.
You know, one of the hardest jobs to do at a short track or here in NASCAR is teching. You know, the race teams are very inventive, you might say. They push the envelope on each one of the rules. And it doesn't matter whether you're at a short track or here at Daytona International Speedway with NASCAR, it's the same. The drivers are all trying to get the edge, trying to get the advantage. And I spoke with Ricky Brooks. He's the tech director at New Smyrna Speedway for Speed Weeks. You know, I spoke with him just the other night. Here's what we spoke about. Ricky, man, look at these pits. Look at the car counts. I think a lot of this is attributed to you, my man. Good, fair competition with these guys this week.
Well, I hope it gets better. You know, the economy's down. It's better this year than it was last year, in my opinion. And I think it'll just get better from here on out.
How are things rolling through Tech Lane? We have heard a few guys have been disqualified for different infractions? Are they all pretty minor infractions that they're getting nailed with, or how are things looking so far?
I mean, some could say it's minor, but when you're talking about cam loads and stuff, it's more than you really think of minor. But it's a whole lot better. It's minor compared to last year. This year's a lot better than it was last year.
You can see the car count has really increased. Pretty good idea lumping these two divisions together and coming up with the pro late models.
Well, that was New Smyrna's idea, getting rid of the limiteds. And I basically took the limited motor package and put it on a dyno and come up with a restrictor, and we pretty much nailed it. It's working pretty well.
Can you see many things, Ricky, that you'll tweak for next year? Are you comfortable with it where we may even just get a reprint next year of the rule package?
I've already tweaked it twice this year, and we've had two races and now speed weeks, and what I'm seeing right now, I think we're going to be pretty good for the rest of the year.
You got a busy summer all planned, I can well imagine.
Yes, after speed weeks, I'm going to go race to Rattler myself. Then the next weekend, I got to go to Houston, Texas, and then it starts open at Pensacola.
Amazing. Doing a great job, Ricky. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you.
And don't forget, race fans, racing does continue tonight in the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing at New Smyrna Speedway. I believe there's double features, big block modified features at Volusia County on the dirt side as well. So lots of racing action. It doesn't matter where you are, and there's lots happening down here in Florida at Speed Weeks. But it's great to hear from Ricky Brooks. You know, at times the guy gets the short end of the stick, you might say, from the different competitors that have pushed the envelope, and they get caught. But Ricky is there. He tries to make it fair for everybody. And you can see the difference this year at New Smyrna Speedway with the number of cars that are competing in each one of the divisions. It's great racing. And the Canadian contingency is doing a great job down here. We will hear from them in the coming shows here. Now, let's have a look at to the Super Late Model feature winner last night. The number 71 of Kyle Benjamin has really been lighting it up this past week. It's his third feature win. I caught up with him last night after another great victory.
Fast 71 here tonight. We do have a fast car. We were pretty fortunate to unload this way. We hadn't had to do much to it. We've had a pretty good car at nighttime, and I'm proud of my race team. We did a good job, and Wesley coming down here and helping us on our tires, and Freddie Query, my dad, Joey Bishop, Michael Masters, everybody coming down here to help me, and it's been a good race.
Now, when you lost the lead there after that one caution flag came out, were you nervous at all? Did you sort of have in the back of your mind, okay, collect it and then go get it?
I was nervous. I had a feeling in the back of my mind, though, that I was going to be able to catch him again, and I did catch him again, and I had to do everything in my power to get by him. I knew before Nasty came down that he was going to be the one to beat, and he was. He's right behind me. I look back, and I'm like, I got to get him right here. I only had like 14 laps, so I had to do it then.
Two more nights of Speed Weeks left. Can you do it two more times?
I want to do it two more times, but it's going to be hard. Everybody's getting better. They're starting to catch up to us, and we're still tweaking on our car. We're going to do a little something to it tomorrow. Wait, is tomorrow the 50 lapper?
Yeah, I think it is.
We're trying to work on it for the 100 lapper to get it ready for it. We're going to have to do some stuff with the car different, and we're trying to find it in practice, and that's about the only other thing we're going to do to it.
Yeah, you got to watch for Kyle Benjamin. I'm telling you, you're going to hear that name a lot in the future. That young driver is a real star in a super late model. He is doing a great job at New Smyrna Speedway, and you can watch him the next two nights, Friday night, Saturday night. The World Series will wrap up on Saturday night with a 100-lap super late model race. And I might add, Cole Powell from Ontario, Canada, is leading in the Pro Late Model Championship. Watch for that number 25. It's looking real good that we just may have a Canadian champion in those Pro Late Models. We'll keep you posted on that. Now, coming home second in that Super Late Model race last night was young Stephen Nassy. You want to talk about a driver? This guy can wheel a car.
Yeah, you know, I thought I had him. I moved him up the track a little bit, you know, just racing with him a little hard. There's only about 10, 15 laps to go, and got by him, and then I thought I was going to have him beat, and all I know, he came back. He's got a fast race car. He's a great little driver. He, I don't know how he got back by me. Normally, nobody can pass on the inside, but he got back by me. He did what he had to do tonight, that's for sure. We got a little bit of work to do on our car, but we'll be ready to come back out tomorrow night and hopefully get our first win of the week.
Yeah, it's a fast racetrack here at New Smyrna Speedway. Competition, I don't think, has been any tighter in any other year.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. We've put a lot of laps around here at New Smyrna, and we've always had good cars, and competition's really tight right now, so we got a little bit more work to do.
Watch for Steven the rest of the week. He just may be able to dethrone Kyle Benjamin in that super late model. You never know. But a crafty veteran that you can always count on to be exciting at New Smyrna Speedway is a local driver. The number 11 is David Rogers in the TM Ranch's car. Always exciting, as they say. I caught up with David Rogers. He finished that race up third last night. He's gunning for them. Here he is.
Man on the move tonight. Familiar sight at New Smyrna Speedway. Top three. Man, I thought you were going to come out there and win that race. You were really moving.
Well, I really think we was kind of lucky to make it through all those wrecks there at the first. When we spotted them from starting 16th, that's not a good thing to do. And even in a 50-lapper here where there's a lot of good cars. But we had a good car. We've been struggling ever since they changed the rules here. And, you know, we're getting it figured out. But Speed Weeks ain't a time to start learning that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a deal that, you know, Ricky said, well, you're getting it figured out. Well, Speed Weeks is over.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I should have been running like that. When everybody got here, I should have the advantage. This is my home. I shouldn't have to go to work on my car. And Ricky can say what he wants to, but it's wrong doing what he did, you know. But we'll live with it. We've raced with a lot of people that I thought was wrong and did crazy things, and we just have to go on and keep plugging, and the guys are tough. I was pretty hard on them today, and, well, really the last couple of days, you know, because I've been a little grumpy because I know we're better than that, and they know we're better than that, so... they appreciate the fact that I do get mad, that I don't just go, oh, well, we're just going to run 10th, you know. And we don't come here to run 10th, you know. We want to race with these guys, be it the young guys or whoever. Them little bitty guys is the one I'm after now.
Amazing. Some of the young kids that are coming through here, they got great cars. Now, this TM Ranch 11 can really get it on here at New Smyrna Speedway. We've got two nights left. What do you think? Can you pull off a victory?
I think we can. You know, I think we probably got a better shot at the 100 lapper because that's where I kind of shine. I've been around for a while, so I kind of know how to save my stuff and try to keep it out of trouble, and then have something to race. You know, you got to here. It's easy on the tires. It's easy on a lot of stuff, but you can use up a car here in a short period of time if you drive it too hard. But most of these kids are just on a rail, so I don't think they're using their stuff up very much, you know. I think I turned the wheel a lot more than the 71 car that ended up winning, you know. I'm back there sawing and driving like I'm a maniac, and he looks like he's up there on the interstate just turning his turn signal on when he changes lanes, you know. So, but, you know, we can wheel her for 100 laps if we have to.
You know what? The fans got their money's worth tonight. Man, that was an awesome show.
Thank you a lot. Appreciate it. That's what I'm here for.
Thanks.
Amazing to watch David Rogers in that 11. I've been watching him for years, back in the day with Junior Hanley on the racetrack when he would come down here, and Bill Zardo, Petey Shepard, Donnie Thompson. The list goes on. And David Rogers was always on that racetrack, and he was the man to beat at New Smyrna Speedway. It will be exciting the last two nights. Let's see if that name David Rogers comes back to the surface and into victory lane. Or will it be that young Kyle? Watch. It's going to be exciting. We'll have it for you here on Racetime Radio. We will be at the final night of competition at New Smyrna Speedway in the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. And we will have the winners for you, Canadian and American, on Monday night show on Racetime Radio at 8 p.m. Tune in live. And if you can't, you can hear it on demand. Just go to the Spira previously aired shows, and you can listen live on that. Now, if you're a fan of Twitter or you're a fan of Facebook, why don't you follow us along? Just follow us along at Racetime Radio on Twitter and search Racetime Radio on Facebook, and we can become friends. Sue's been doing an amazing job of keeping everyone up to date with photos from Daytona International Speedway and the short tracks. We got dirt photos up there from our trip out to Volusia County. There's lots to see on Facebook, and I know we keep it up to date as much as we possibly can, and we will have lots more to follow up with. Now, the Camping World trucks are on the racetrack right now doing qualifying sessions. Fast trucks are what's out there right now. J.R. Fitzpatrick is either due to go out or shortly going to be on that racetrack. And when he is, we will bring you the results on how he qualified. But the big race comes up tonight at 7 p.m. on Speed. And if I look down into turn number 3 and 4, I believe I see the 60 truck on the track as we speak. It'll be interesting to see how JR comes out in this qualifying session. Speaking of trucks, let's hear from a driver that is really excited about 2012. Here's Brennan Gaughan. Jeez, look at the smile on your face. Garage just opened up. Has that gone through tech yet, that number 2 South Point?
Well, it's the South Point Chevrolet. This is RCR now. It's okay. You know, hey, we can. That's the defending owner's champion right there. That's the one that Kevin Harvick had last year that won the owner's championship, and it's all now RCR stuff. We have rolled through tech, and they nitpicked a few little things on us, but that's okay. That's what NASCAR's job is. NASCAR's job is to nitpick us, and our job is to make sure we push enough things to make them nitpick. Yeah. So we've gone through tech. It wasn't as bad as we thought. We're okay. Got a few little things to Bondo up here. But I'm ecstatic right now. We're in Daytona. I've got the truck here for the Daytona race, and I'm part-time in all three schedules for Richard Childress. So best opportunity I've had in a decade, and really looking forward to this year.
Quality means everything, doesn't it, Brennan?
This whole business is about what happens at the race shops before you get there. And seeing the way Richard Childress Racing does their programs and how they run things, you realize that we have been bringing a knife to a gunfight with all these teams the last couple of years. I mean, just how organized they are. They wind tunnel tested. I'm in the 33 nationwide car for 10 races also. They wind tunnel tested my Las Vegas car in December. It was together, done, and in the wind tunnel. Austin Dillon's wind car was done in the middle of December for Vegas. That's the third race of the season.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. You see how well and how organized and the amount of stuff that goes into it. Their own carbon fiber building, their own 3D printers, their own, you know, their own R&D department. Everything about it is just so different and top-notch. It's frightening.
You know, you did have me and a lot of your race fans pretty nervous heading into the beginning of the season because we weren't hearing much. And, man, I'll tell you, they would just not be right to not have you, especially here at Daytona.
You know, the main thing for me is I'm not a guy that wants to come out here and just race. I want to come out here and race for wins, and I still believe in myself. A lot of people still believe in me that I have that in me. So this is kind of our last chance to do it. I'm with Richard Childress now. I've got 8 truck races, 10 nationwide and 4 Sprint Cup. And my Sprint Cup car that I'm driving at Phoenix won Charlotte last year. So, I mean, this is the no excuses tour for me. I mean, we got great equipment, great guys, and honored and ecstatic that Richard Childress has given me the opportunity. So we're going to have some fun. I do know that in my nationwide schedule, I have Montreal on my schedule. So I will be at the road course up in Montreal. I'm really pumped about that because I do love racing at Montreal. I wanted Road America. I lost out to Max Pappas, but I still got Montreal. So I'm ecstatic.
You know, you don't have to look far to see a believer. You're looking at one right here. You're great to watch on the racetrack. What do you think we're going to see this year, Bren, with the rule changes that we've got?
Well, you know, I mean, in the truck series, not many. The only thing, we were just talking with Mike Dillon. You know, I actually don't know what Mike Dillon's title is at RCR. Just we'll call him Champions Daddies because he's got 2 champion sons. So we'll just call him Champions Daddies. But we were talking about the new grill openings that NASCAR made us do for the truck series here. And, of course, Daytona, they talked a lot after the Bud Shoot about the grill opening, where they moved it, the pressure in the radiator tanks that we carry, all that stuff. But for the rest of the year, for the truck series, there's not many. It's going to be same great racing that the Camping World trucks always put on. In the Nationwide Series, it's the same car for the second straight year now, which is nice, some consistency. So that's going to be some great racing there. And in the Cup Series, the only really new thing is the EFI, you know, going to the fuel injection. And I really didn't see a need for it, but there was a green initiative somewhere that probably wrote a nasty letter to NASCAR, and they felt the need to do it. So now they got the fuel injection. You'll probably see it in the next 5 years roll to all the series and cost us another millions and millions of dollars. So, hey, that's part of their deal. But you know what? The main deal about that was the manufacturers wanted it. Manufacturers wanted to go to that because it's what they sell on Sunday. So we're happy to have it. We're going to spend the money and make it right. And it's the sport always is ever changing.
One more sleep and you're in your number two. I bet you can't wait.
I wish it was today. I'm so excited.
Well, it is today, Brendan. And you want to know something, race fans? I'm going to give you a quick update from the pylon. We got the number three of Ty Dillon, which we've heard from a bunch here on our broadcast. He's currently sitting on the pole. Still more trucks to come. 18 of Jason Leffler is in second, 33. And this will excite Tim Terry on the east coast of Canada. His favorite driver, Cale Gayle, is sitting third. Joey Coulter, another guy that we heard lots from here on Racetime Radio, is currently sitting fourth. And how about Brendan Gaughan? He just put the truck in the fifth starting spot so far, with more trucks to come. But Brendan Gaughan, right now, fifth at Daytona. We're going to slide out, take our last break of the show. And when we come back, we're going to get you some more updates. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Truckers, just because you're not in one of those tiny hybrids doesn't mean you can't enjoy potential energy savings too. That's because Shell Rotella synthetic engine oils promote fuel economy performance without compromising durability. You hear that, small cars? Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oil offers fuel economy savings up to 1.5%. That's an annual savings up to $750 per truck at $3 a gallon covering 100,000 miles. That's on top of extended drain capabilities, improved temperature flow, and excellent high and low temperature protection. Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic also features energized protection with additives that help your engine adapt to any driving condition. So move over, all you little hybrids. You're not the only ones that can enjoy better fuel economy. Learn more about Shell Rotella synthetic engine oils at Rotella.com or your local Shell distributor or retailer. Fuel economy savings based on 2009 field testing and medium-duty trucks. Highway cycles compared to Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection 15W40.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is powered by VP Racing Fuels, the world leader in racing fuel technology, and by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio has you covered for Speed Weeks in Daytona and the start of the 2012 season.
NASCAR Media Day.
The Budweiser Shootout.
Cup Series Qualifying.
Gatorade Duel at Daytona.
NASCAR Nationwide Series Racing.
NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Racing.
And the granddaddy of them all, the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 26th at noon Eastern.
Delivering NASCAR to your radio
at over 200 miles an hour. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
This weekend on SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Drivers, start your engines.
It's Racetime Radio.
Catch Smokin' Joe Chisholm live from the World Center of Speed, Daytona Beach. This Saturday, February 25th from 10 till noon.
Racetime Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
Keeping you up to date.
Live from Daytona.
On SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Every day, truckers experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, you can help control the effects these conditions have on your engine with Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil. And we've taken to the road to prove it. After 50 million miles of on- and off-road testing, there weren't many conditions Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection wasn't tested under. Yet, the energized protection technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear, helping keep moving metal engine surfaces apart for longer life. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection and peace of mind while driving. And if you prefer even more protection, you can upgrade to Shell Rotella T5 synthetic blend technology or Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oils. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
getting you up to date
on the World Center of Speed,
Daytona Beach.
It's Race Time Radio,
presented by Shell Rotella,
heavy duty diesel engine oil.
And now, here's something for the guys.
With all the racing highlights,
it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Live on Sirius XM 157
Sports Express.
And it's a beautiful day here at Daytona International Speedway. We have some of the questions answered. Carl Edwards is going to sit atop the pole for the Daytona 500. We also know now that Danica Patrick is going to be on the pole for the Drive to NCOPD 300 here at the World Center for Racing. So you're going to have to tune into Speed to see how this qualifying session all shakes out. But you know it's going to be a dynamite race here tonight. The 250 here at Daytona. It goes live on Speed at 7 o'clock, and we will also be live tomorrow here at Daytona from 10 a.m. until noon on Sirius XM Sports Express Channel 157, and it's been a dynamite day. We've heard from lots of different guests. It was great to hear from Steve Meehan and Andrew Ranger. Big announcement that just came out the other day. Andrew Ranger back in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Going to do some NASCAR nationwide races for Steve Meehan and his number 27 team. Watch for them on Saturday. David Reagan's behind the wheel. It's going to be a dynamite race. You can guarantee it. It's going to be a wild finish to Speed Weeks. We will be out to New Smyrna Speedway on Saturday night to wrap up the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. Look forward to all the action out there. We're going to catch up with all of them. We will talk to a lot of those different guys. We're going to be here at Daytona tonight taking in the truck race. We sure hope that you do as well. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and don't forget to join us on Saturday from 10 until noon. We will be live here. Tell your friends. Let's make it a big party. Daytona, it's all here. It's all now. But thanks for tuning in tonight, and we will catch you Saturday here at Daytona. Thanks to Grant Slater back in the studio. And I'll tell you, that's it for us. Have a great night, everyone, and enjoy the truck race.
Thanks for listening to Race Time Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.